It's now time to chat to the man behind the music. Joining me today is Cape Town-based musician Vez. He's 24 years old and a singer, songwriter, and entertainer from Mitchell's Plain. He's a former Idols contestant from season 9, and his latest single is called Is It Love? Welcome, Vez. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. And you? How are you doing?
Great, thanks. I think to start off, how did your journey in the music industry start?
Well, it started when I was 7 years old, when I started learning about music and started singing. From there, I just continued singing and started doing different songs, different genres of music. Up to 13, when I started doing it professionally, when I got paid for doing music, doing live gigs and live shows, and a few years after 13 years old, I went to Idols, South African Idols. I auditioned for that. I made it through to the top 24. Then I was thrown out of the competition, obviously, because of music. It wasn't for me then. It was for me, but the song choices. And then after that, I just decided on what I can do for music and in music. And then I thought of going to Europe. And I went to Europe. I was there for about 8 months. I recorded overseas. I did some music overseas. It was went quite well. And then when I came back home, I jumped into studio, started recording music, released my first single called Running. It went to number 4 on iTunes. Then after that, my second single, Yours, it was in the top 12 on iTunes. And then my latest single, Is It Love, till now, that went to number 1 for 2 weeks on iTunes, and I'm still pushing on that song. But all through the years, I've been just pushing, trying to get gigs, trying to hustle my way into the industry, and it is a tough industry. So my journey has been quite difficult. It's not easy. There's a lot of artists, amazing artists out there, and it's quite challenging. Not that it's a competition to me, but it's just that there's a lot of challenges in the music industry, and for me, through the years, I just had to push.
And what has been one of your highlights, would you say, in your career so far?
Well, South African Idols and my first Grand Arena performance alongside Lira and Alistair Isabel and a lot of other big names in the country. That was the highlights of my performances. My first Grand Arena performance, mostly because I had a standing ovation from about 6,000 people. My first show, and it was fantastic.
Awesome. And now we're talking about Is It Love? We've heard it already on the show. We're going to play it again. What is the song about, and what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, I'm a very confusing person sometimes. I'm confused about a lot of things sometimes as well in my life. So I have a partner, she's amazing, I have a son, and I was just thinking, what is it? I was questioning myself, why do I love, it's not only to my partner, but it's to my son as well. So why do I love him so much? Like, why do I love you guys so much? And like, there must be, what is it? And I'm questioning myself in the song, and I put it on paper in studio, and I just started singing. I put some verses on there about how I feel and about why I'm so connected to my relationship with my son and his mother, my partner. So I don't say it to them, but the story is for many other people out there that feel the same way. So I wrote the song not only for myself, but for other people that could be in the same boat as me, but speaks to me as well as the songwriter and the artist of the song.
And now the COVID-19 pandemic and our country's lockdown has had a huge impact on the livelihood of artists. And you say you've been obviously enjoy producing music. So how has the lockdown impacted your music and your kind of production cycle?
Well, that's bad. It was bad since lockdown started. I lost so many gigs. And it's the first time ever. This year was the first time ever to have about 22 gigs, like for 2 months. I had so many gigs, and just when the pandemic started, everything got cancelled, and it was my first time ever to have so many concerts and shows and gigs, and it was very, very sad and frustrating, and I was depressed about it, because like, how am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? It's my life. Music is my life. I do work. I do have a side job, and that is at a very different kind of place as music. And I mean, for me to work there and to do music, it's tough, but I enjoy it. And the lockdown has just made me realize that I could do things, see that I don't have gigs. I started doing things. I had live shows on Facebook to get an income as an artist, because music was mostly my biggest income to provide for the family. But it had a big impact in the sense of everything was quiet for me. And until now, when I released my single and I started promoting it like a lot now, people is reaching out to me.
And then, Vez, just before I let you go, for aspiring musicians, what words of encouragement would you give them?
What I would tell them is, go for it. Never, ever stop. Even though I felt like stopping, and I'm still feeling like stopping because I'm still an upcoming artist as well. And it's hard, guys. Trust me, it's hard. And you guys are going to feel like, oh, this is over. But just keep on keeping on. Just stay focused, stay put, be you in the industry. Once you are going to be yourself, and once you're going to speak to people through music and through art, not necessarily music, but dance and other art, you guys will feel that things are happening because you're doing it from your inner, the heart. So just stay true to yourself and to your craft, and everything will fall in place for you guys. That's what I can tell them.
Awesome, Vez, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, I appreciate it. It was fantastic, it was exciting for me to know that I'm going to be on the radio with you guys today, and that my song is being played on RX Radio. Thank you guys so much for playlisting my song and just helping local talent grow no matter how. Thank you guys, it's much appreciated.
Awesome, and we're going to enjoy listening to your song, Vez. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.